Good morning, Wednesday edition of the Morning Hog. Of course, the sad news that Gilbert Gottfried passed away, 67 years old, had a heart condition that he had been battling really his whole life, and had obviously been an issue with travel and doing some other things. He was back on the road. Of course, he was in Daytona just, a month ago?
February 28th.
Really? Wow. It was his birthday.
It was on his birthday.
And we had the chance to speak to him before he came to town. And obviously, we caught up with him at the show. There's we threw that picture up there on 95.7 The Hog on Facebook and Instagram. But we will also throw up the entirety of this interview on 95.7thehog.com and The Morning Hog on YouTube and on the socials as well coming up. But we thought you'd like to hear this. Again, this is for promotion for his stand-up comedy show at the Hilton Oceanfront Daytona Beach at Bonkers Comedy Club. But we just took him in a lot of directions, and I had the chance to meet him in the 80s. And had this experience with him, which you will hear about coming up. But he's just a very kind, gentle dude. And also one of the filthiest, fiercest comics you'll ever see. There was a moment at that stand-up show where a friend that was sitting with us said, you need to breathe. Because I was laughing hard.
Yeah.
You need to stop. You need to catch your breath.
Relax.
You're going to black out from hyperventilating. But he brings some laughs here. Enjoy the laughter. And again, this is, if you hear any references to the show, this is what he was promoting as he was coming up at the end of February. Here is the late Gilbert Gottfried. 95.7 Hog, Daytona's rock station. And intern Steve, this is one of the greatest moments in my broadcasting career because I am now reunited with who I believe is my spirit animal, Gilbert Gottfried.
Whoa!
Yes.
Yeah.
Gilbert has no idea what I'm talking about. Good day, sir. How are you?
What an annoying voice.
Yeah, that's right. Well, no, it's a distinctive voice is the key, right? That's the important term. Listen, people need to know right off the bat, Bonkers Comedy Club at the Hilton Daytona Beach. You're going to be there on the 28th of this month, and we're going to have tickets to give away, so you're going to be able to win your tickets to go see Gilbert live. But beware, if you haven't seen Gilbert live before, get ready. It is a whole different experience. This is not the Disney Gilbert, right? This is people need to know if they haven't seen you live. I have a handful of times. You are one of the greatest dirty comics in the history of comics.
I'm in a word, disgusting.
Yeah. I'm sure over your long career, you have encountered a lot of people who probably thought they were coming out to see some fun loving cleaned up TV safe comedy, and then they find out that they're getting more than they bargained for, right?
One of my favorite stories, I was working some club and some guy yelled out, "Hey, I'm here with my 5-year-old daughter."
What?
Oh, no. And I said, "Oh, well, do you often take your 5-year-old daughter to places that serve alcohol?" way past their when they should be going to sleep.
Right. That seems like a strange place to indoctrinate her into comedy, but what the heck? I mean, go for the best at 5, you know? There's no need
to see. Yeah, it's like you're bringing your 5-year-old daughter there. And I'm up there saying, "So a midget picks up a hooker."
Right. Oh, I still want to finish that. Well, you know, this is the beauty of a Gilbert Gottfried show. You never know what you're getting. I've seen Gilbert, again, like 5 or 6 times. It's been a completely different show every time. This, as you've gone through your career from does it never fail to be challenging to come up with a new rotation of material?
It's always like with me, the worst part of live performing. Well, first of all, is the getting the job. When I got a job somewhere, for some reason, I always dread it. I always say, "Oh God, I got to work somewhere."
Yeah.
And it's like I'm thinking, I understand what I feel bad about, that I'm employed. And
that should be a celebration at that point. That you should be thrilled with that instead. But I understand it. You get the pressure.
And then when I'm backstage waiting to go on, my biggest fantasy is that the club owner will come back and say, You know, we had a fire or a flood in the club just now. I'm sorry, there's no show tonight. Here's your check.
Wow.
That's not bad.
Well, this is a look inside the dream life of Gilbert Gottfried right there.
There was one time where I was supposed to do two shows at this one club in a night. And I did the first show, and they said they screwed up in their advertising, and they only advertised the one show, so there was hardly less people, so they would just make. And the club owner said to me, "Look, we'll pay you the same, but is it okay if you just do one show tonight?" And I practically screamed out, yes.
Hooray! What a celebration,
I
right?
I had to stop myself from jumping over the desk and kissing him on the mouth.
Well, it's remarkable that that you feel that way, but yet your career is so extensive, both in stand-up and then film and TV. I mean, God, I've seen you in so many different places. We were talking before we connected with you about that the USA Up All Night gig, which I know was Rhonda Shear for a while. You know, it's a way to, back when there weren't that many TV options, you had the USA Network, and Gilbert would bring you, would frame breaks around the movie breaks. That a gig like that must have been one of the easiest cash grabs in the world, right?
Yeah, I don't know. That once again, I had a job on TV, and when they told me they're not continuing it, I said, all right. it's just the way I felt when I got fired from Saturday Night Live in Thick of the Night.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Really?
That's right. The Alan Thicke.
The Alan Thicke show. And before anyone asks, the Alan Thicke show theme was written and performed by Alan Thicke on the show.
That's right.
and it went as following. If you need the dream to hold on, I'm gonna make it on my own. Running in the thick of the night, under the city light. Running in the thick of the night.
I didn't know we were going to get the full mix of that. He's not making that up. That's how that show went. It's a self-aggrandizing thing. It was his name on the show. He did the music. He hosted it. It was all, and then...
And there's another thing you owe it to yourself to watch, and that's there's a music video that Alan Thicke did called Sweaty and Hot. It was right around the time first Olivia Newton-John had Let's Get Physical. Was like a sexual song, but that they play when people are doing aerobicize.
Right.
So it was kind of like the mixture of the two. Let's Get Physical was exercising, but also sex.
Oh, my God.
And then Diana Ross came out with I Like Muscles for the same thing.
Right.
Because I think she was opening a seafood restaurant. and I think then she followed it up with I Love Soft Shell Clam.
Oh my God. All right, I gotta do this now. Gilbert, I don't know if you can hear this or not. We're there's a little splash of Ready or Not, Sweaty and Hot, Alan Thicke at the 1988 Crystal Light National Aerobic Championship.
Yes. And if you're just listening to it, you're missing all like these very thin guy dancers in spandex.
I got it. This is going to be a deep dive in YouTube tonight for sure. Gilbert Gottfried is with us. Gilbert, seriously, I know you're a very kind guy. If you need to go at any time, tell us you need to go because we got so much to get through.
Much more coming up with Gilbert Gottfried next on The Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.